Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa's Attorney General Tom Miller about Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton visiting Iowa and the general election.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is visiting Iowa this week. Why do you think it's important for Iowans to take note of this?
Well, there's nothing more important in electoral politics in America than the presidential race. And we're so fortunate in Iowa to have the first in the nation caucuses and then to be a battleground state in the fall. And Secretary Clinton is coming today, and she's going to make a major appearance in Des Moines. She's going to be talking about her jobs programs, which I think are very important to Iowans and to the country. So I'm glad she's back in Iowa and focused on Iowa, and I'm sure she'll be back again and again between now and November.
Why are you supporting Clinton in this race?
I just have an enormous respect and regard for Hillary Clinton. She's accomplished a lot in her life. She has incredible experience to be president. She has enormous persistence and tenacity throughout her career that's really important in being president. I think she wants to turn that to the economy and the jobs for Americans, particularly those that are left behind or somewhat left behind. I think she did a terrific job as Secretary of State. And she was a very strong candidate for president in 2008, and again now demonstrating that she has the abilities to be president. I generally agree on where she's at on positions. Not everyone, but almost all. I've gotten to know her somewhat, and I think she's a decent, honorable person who really believes in the ordinary people in our state, in our country, and wants to do the best she can for them. So I believe I have a lot of reasons to support Hillary Clinton.
And we've also had the Republican nominee Donald Trump visit Iowa recently, and there are a couple of other candidates who have thrown their hats in the ring, so to speak, with Johnson and Stein. What do you think of the campaigns as we head into November's general election? It's only August.
Well, I think that Hillary Clinton is in a good position right now. You know, she had, an extraordinary convention. I think that Trump somewhat less so, and then Donald Trump has made some mistakes subsequent to the convention. So Hillary, I think, is in a good position now. She's not going to take anything for granted. She's going to work very hard the rest of the way. And, you know, I think she'll perform well. So I think she's in a good position, but that's no guarantee that she wins. And politics is uncertain. She's not taking it for granted. I'm not taking it for granted. We think Iowa is going to be very close, as it has been in the past, and it's going to be an effort to work hard in contacting voters and getting them registered and getting them out to vote. That's going to be a major effort on our part that we think could be important. So we think it looks good right now, but we're not taking that for granted. And going to work as hard as we can between now and then, and of course Hillary will work even harder than we do.
And lastly, do you have any comments on Trump's remarks towards Hillary Clinton earlier this week, specifically the Second Amendment comments that were made?
Well, I was very troubled by the Second Amendment comments. I watched it a few times on TV, and it was clearly he was talking about after she's elected. There's no way to stop her except perhaps the Second Amendment people. I don't think he was serious about calling them to do something terrible, but joking about it, which I think was what he was doing, is just a horrible thing, because there are so many people out there, and some of them on our side and on the other side, not very stable. So to even joke about assassinating a candidate for president is totally irresponsible and never should happen. And that's clearly, as you look at what he said, is the context. And it demonstrates again that he is just far too reckless to be our president.
And for those voters who have yet to decide who they'll be voting for in the November election, do you have any advice as they, look at the policies?
Well, I think the voters that are undecided should take a really good look at the candidates and what kind of president they would be, what kind of judgment or lack of judgment they would bring to the to the presidency, and you know, and look at their plans and the program. I think that Hillary has a very good program for jobs, and Trump does not. And one way to know that is the analysis done by Mark Zandi, who's a well-recognized economist. He's a Republican. He was the economic advisor to John McCain in 2008, and he studied Hillary's plan and said that her plan would create 10.4 million jobs. He studied Trump's plan and said we would lose 3.4 million jobs on his plan. So I think that on the issues and on the judgment and on the qualifications, that Hillary is much stronger, and it's up to the voters to decide whether that's right or not.
That's been today's Washington Page with Iowa's Attorney General Tom Miller. KCII reached out to the GOP for an interview, but did not hear back. I'm KCII News Director Sally Hart.